Now, the wall and the gates. Notice here, I'm reading. The wall of a city is for protection. And I probably ought to go back and read for you verses 12 through 16. And it had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and of the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. Now we're coming to this physical description. And of course, I'm not going to have the opportunity to get into all of the details today. But the wall of the city is for protection. A walled city is a safe city. Now the New Jerusalem is safe, and those who dwell therein dwell in safety. The heavenly Salem will enjoy the fruits of safety and peace, made up of those who found peace with God on earth, and she will experience the fullness of peace throughout eternity. The walls are a sign that this city has achieved the full meaning of her name, peace. The walls are 144 cubits in height, or about 216 feet. Herodotus gives the estimation for the walls of ancient Babylon as 50 cubits high and 200 cubits high. Now, these walls were built to make the city impregnable. The great height of the walls of the New Jerusalem are but commensurate with the great size of the city. Beauty rather than protection is the motive in design. It is a wall with jasper built into it and is generally designated a jasper wall, the hardest of substances, and the most beautiful gem constitute the exterior of this city. Now, there are 12 gates to the city, 3 gates on each side. On each gate is the name of one of the tribes of Israel. Now, this is very striking and suggests immediately the order of the children of Israel about the tabernacle. The tribe of Levi, as the priesthood, served in the tabernacle proper. Now, the New Jerusalem is a temple or tabernacle in one sense, for God is there with man. The church constitutes the priesthood who serve him constantly. They serve as such in the city and dwell there, as Levi did about the tabernacle. Everything in eternity will face in toward this city, for God is there. The children of Israel on earth will enjoy the same relationship to the city that they did toward the wilderness tabernacle and later the city temple. This city will be a tabernacle to Israel. The children of Israel will be among the multitudes who come into this city to worship in eternity. They will come from the earth to bring their worship and glory. They'll not dwell in the city any more than they dwelt in the tabernacle of old. Those who actually dwell there will be the priests who are the church. The church occupies the closer place to God in eternity. And the bride, like John in the upper room, reclines upon his breast. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Asks the Song of Solomon. Well, she's the bride. And she's come up from the wilderness, which is this present world. But the 12 tribes of Israel will come up to the celestial city to worship, 3 tribes coming up on each of the 4 sides, and then they will return back to the earth after a period of worship. But the church will dwell in the New Jerusalem. Now, we'll go on with that next time, and until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.